Imagine waking refreshed every morning after sleeping soundly through the night without a single sleeping pill. This isn't fantasy, but reality for thousands who follow Dr. Greg Jacobs' groundbreaking program. With success rates far exceeding medication-based treatments, 100% of patients report improved sleep, 75% become normal sleepers, this approach represents a true paradigm shift in sleep medicine. The program doesn't just improve sleep, it transforms lives by addressing the true causes of insomnia, our thoughts and behaviors. What's most revolutionary about this approach is recognizing that you already possess everything needed to sleep well. Your body knows how to sleep. It's been doing it since birth. The path back to restful nights involves removing the obstacles you've unknowingly placed in your way. Most physicians receive minimal training on sleep disorders, explaining their reluctance to treat insomnia patients. Their default solution, sleeping pills like Ambien or benzodiazepines, only marginally outperforms placebos, reducing sleep onset by about 20 minutes without addressing underlying causes. Sleeping pills primarily work by suppressing brain activity and memory formation, masking nighttime wakefulness rather than improving sleep quality. They reduce deep and REM sleep, cause daytime grogginess, lead to dependency, and trigger rebound insomnia upon discontinuation. Over-the-counter aids and melatonin show little scientific evidence of effectiveness beyond placebo effects. Sleep progresses through five distinct stages in 4 to 6 90-minute cycles nightly, from relaxed wakefulness through drowsy stage 1, authentic stage 2 sleep with sleep spindles, restorative deep sleep in stages 3-4, and finally REM sleep with its vivid dreams and active brain patterns. Brief awakenings throughout the night are normal and typically forgotten. Deep sleep enables physical restoration and immune function, while REM sleep facilitates learning and skill development. Body temperature follows a circadian rhythm, lowest early morning, peaking evening, then declining for sleep. Sleep needs naturally decrease with age, from 16 to 18 hours in newborns to about 7 hours in middle age and 6.5 in elderly years. Occasional insomnia naturally occurs during stressful periods and usually resolves on its own. However, chronic insomnia develops when people begin worrying about sleep itself, creating a self-perpetuating cycle. Brain scans show insomniacs experience longer sleep onset, lighter sleep, frequent waking, and fewer total sleep hours compared to normal sleepers. They exhibit increased physical tension, heightened brain activity, and often disrupted body temperature rhythms. The cycle intensifies when temporary sleep problems lead to bedtime anxiety and negative bed associations. People then adopt unhelpful behaviors like extending time in bed, forcing sleep, napping, using alcohol to sleep, or reducing activity due to fatigue. Using the bedroom for activities like TV, work, or emotional discussions transforms it into a wakeful space. Following rigid bedtimes rather than natural drowsiness, combined with anxiety about sleep loss and its impact, reinforces insomnia patterns and creates persistent sleep difficulties. Negative sleep thoughts generate anxiety and trigger stress responses, increasing heart rate, blood pressure, and muscle tension while activating wakefulness and weakening sleep systems. By replacing these thoughts with more accurate ones, you'll feel less anxious about insomnia and sleep better. The belief that everyone needs 8 hours of sleep is false. Sleep needs vary widely. 20% of adults sleep 6 or fewer hours nightly, with some functioning well on just 3 hours. Excess sleep can actually cause lethargy. Insomniacs often misperceive their sleep patterns, overestimating time awake and underestimating total sleep. They frequently mistake light stage 2 sleep, which comprises half the night, for wakefulness. Our bodies show remarkable resilience to sleep loss. Even total sleep deprivation primarily affects only monotonous tasks. Getting about 5.5 hours of core sleep maintains adequate daytime performance, and when sleep is missed, the brain compensates by increasing deep sleep the following night. Our sleep patterns are habit-based. For good sleepers, the bed cues sleep, while for insomniacs, it signals frustration and wakefulness. Common coping strategies like early bedtimes or resting in bed actually weaken the sleep system. Sleep quality depends on two factors: prior wakefulness, time between rising and bedtime, and sleep efficiency, ratio of sleep time to bedtime. Longer prior wakefulness creates stronger sleep pressure. Good sleepers achieve 90% efficiency, while poor sleepers average 65%. Weekend sleep-ins worsen insomnia by disrupting body temperature rhythm, creating a self-induced jet lag effect. Even minor variations in rising time can destabilize sleep patterns. To improve sleep, restrict time in bed to match your average sleep duration plus 1 hour, minimum 5.5 hours. When you maintain 85% efficiency for 2 weeks, increase time in bed by 15 minutes weekly. Three key stimulus control techniques help rebuild healthy associations. Use the bedroom only for sleep and sex, go to bed only when drowsy, and leave the bed if not asleep within 20-30 minutes. With consistency, these practices transform the bed from a trigger for wakefulness to one for sleep. Modern sedentary lifestyles disrupt our natural sleep patterns. Regular exercise, especially 3 to 6 hours before bedtime, improves sleep by triggering temperature changes in the body and providing crucial sunlight exposure that regulates our rhythms. Indoor living has severely limited our exposure to natural light. Most people get only 1 hour of sunlight daily versus the 100,000 luxes available outdoors at noon. This disrupts melatonin production and body temperature cycles. Morning sunlight helps with difficulty falling asleep, while evening light can help with early waking. Caffeine disrupts sleep for up to 6 hours by increasing brain activity and heart rate. While insomniacs often use it to combat daytime fatigue, this creates a destructive cycle. Though alcohol may seem to help, it actually fragments sleep and suppresses both deep and dream sleep phases. Your bedroom environment is crucial. Cooler temperatures promote better sleep by supporting the body's natural temperature drop. Combat noise disruption with earplugs, fans, or sound conditioners that provide consistent background noise. Better sleep comes from understanding and working with your body's natural rhythms, not from medications. By addressing cognitive, behavioral, and lifestyle factors that fuel insomnia, you can restore your natural sleep ability. Sleep can't be forced. It emerges naturally when conditions are right. Maintain consistent schedules, use your bed only for sleep, challenge negative thoughts about sleep loss, and develop healthy daytime habits to build a foundation for restful nights. The relaxation response, achieved through muscle relaxation, mental focus, and breathing techniques, counters sleep-disrupting stress. Regular practice eases the transition to sleep. Stop fighting insomnia and see it as a signal that something needs attention. Sleep isn't merely unconsciousness. It's about creating harmony between mind, body, and lifestyle. This balance leads to both better sleep and a more fulfilling life.